This has to be the smartest marketing that I've heard in a long time. I mean, you want to talk about innovation. McDonald's is debuting the first ever scented billboard. Right now, it's only in the Netherlands. And we don't know if it's a stunt or if they're trying to roll it out everywhere. But what it is the scented billboard. So when you drive by, there's blowers in there. It's pushing out the smell of French fries. There's nothing on the billboard. It's blank. It's red or yellow or just white. So all you do is smell the French fries. And I thought that is genius. Because if you've ever walked by a McDonald's or driven by with the window down, you could smell it coming and your mouth immediately starts watering.
I'll tell you, we have a perfect example of this right now. So there's, you know, several main intersections, obviously, in my town. I live in a city. It's not a town. But in those areas, you know, we have different fast food. There's Burger King in one area. There's McDonald's in another. Some places, they're right across the street from each other. There's multiple right in town. And you can smell those. And even though it's not the most beautiful scent, you still want it, right? Mm-hmm. It's almost like something you've gotten used to. We just had a new steakhouse open up in town, and it's on the top of the hill at one of these plazas, and you can smell it for like a mile around. You can't get in the place. Yeah. There's people killing each other to get in the steakhouse right now, and it's been open over a month at this point.
My daughter's dance place is right around the corner from a Chinese restaurant. The smell of egg rolls and that fried smell. Every single Wednesday at dance, I'm like, all right, we're going to have Chinese tonight. All right, we're going to pick up Chinese. You want an egg roll? What do you want? With the lo mein? Without fail. And the other one that always gets me is if I go into a mall and there's like a cinnamon bun or whatever place
Buns. That sugary smell.
Oh my gosh, you smell one of those. It doesn't matter if you just ate like a four-course meal and you're stuffed. You're like, all right, let's pick up a cinnamon bun for later.
It's the same thing. And I was surprised that you weren't just getting the food while your daughter was in class. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's the same thing for me at the mall. Like if they've got one of those sugar shacks where it's just the candy. Like I don't even enjoy candy like that. But I can smell that. It's like sugar in the air. And you walk in there and you buy the most ridiculous thing ever. Seven colors on this lollipop. It's 2 feet across. Absolutely. Give me that.
Or the pretzel places inside the malls.
Oh, yeah.
The pretzel ones will get us every single time. It's funny because my five-year-old daughter, for her, she cannot resist the smell of those pretzels.
Yeah.
It's like she's like a kid where she never wants to eat. But I know that if we're going to the mall, she's going to eat that pretzel. It's incredible marketing. I'm telling you, this is really smart. The only problem is that other companies are going to catch on and we're all going to gain 17,000 pounds because everywhere we drive, we're just going to smell food that we want.
I don't know if I believe their ability to like manufacture the smell. I'd have to drive by it.
So have you ever gone to Disney? Well, you've gone to Disney World.
Yes.
They have some rides that they push out certain smells.
Yeah.
And it is unbelievable that they're able to figure that out.
Casino, it's perfume, but I don't know. McDonald's?
Those fries smell good. You missed it on Wednesday. Dr. Wider was talking about different foods you can eat that mimic the results of Ozempic if you can't afford it or you don't want to go on the shots or whatever. And one of the things that she said was cottage cheese. Now, I had never had cottage cheese before. Neither had Raven. Mm. We tried it. We did not like it.
It was really tricky to inject, too.
All right. Well, joining us, we have big news.
Yeah.
It's no longer three-time Emmy-nominated Chef Plum.
That's true.
It's six-time Emmy-nominated Chef Plum.
Yay!
Thank you.
Congratulations on the nominations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's very, very exciting. We have amazing people on our show. But I heard you guys eating cottage cheese, and I got to tell you, it was hilarious.
Yeah, for you, maybe.
But do you think you can make cottage cheese and actually make it delicious?
Yeah, I can make anything delicious, Anna, of course. I thought we can make cottage cheese pancakes. So while my pancake's nice and hot, I brought some of my batter I made up here so we can actually cook the pancakes. You guys can taste them. Really, really simple. Inside our batter, I've got a little cottage cheese, a little bit of vanilla extract. I just put a pinch of sugar in there, really like a teaspoon of sugar, not much. Olive oil, a little bit of water, one egg, and about a cup of self-rising flour.
So is it you're adding cottage cheese to it, or are we replacing an item like a typical, you know, item that would be in there, part of your recipe, or no?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think it's a little bit less wet. Like maybe you would put like more than one egg into it or something like that. But no, we're not doing anything more than that. I'm just going to add the cottage cheese and then a little bit of flour. It's kind of a whole separate recipe.
Okay.
But it works. I'm going to get my pan hot here. Let me get my handle from my Ergo Chef smart pans on there. There
wow.
we go.
Very cool. Fancy.
Fancy. Sweet,
fancy, right?
Yeah.
I like your wood grain.
Just like this, a little olive oil in the pan. And I'm going to take a spoonful of our pancake mix and put it right in the pan.
I mean, so there's a good amount of cottage cheese in there. I can see the texture.
Yeah, I think I use one whole, like, 16-ounce container here.
Mm-hmm.
And they cook pretty quickly here in this pan. And here's the fun part about this. When these are done, Serve them with honey, serve them with jam, serve them with maple syrup, whatever you want to do. I find that I like them just kind of plain. What happens is they get that extra creaminess in the middle. When my wife was tasting them, she was like, I feel like they're undercooked. I was like, they're not undercooked. It's because they have cottage cheese in them.
It's a texture thing,
right?
Again.
It's the cheese that's actually inside of it.
You know how they get, like, the cottage cheese has, like, the curdle? So you taste the curdle still. Because I think that was the problem I was having with cottage cheese, was the texture of it.
It's like the worst word you could have used to describe food.
It
curdle.
Is.
Curdle.
Curdle. It is.
It's like lumpy. It's like little lumps. What would you call little lumps?
I mean, I would just say it's got some character. It's got
he would do anything that he could do to not say that.
So I've got my pan up to full blast here, which is why it wasn't quite ready to flip yet. And you flip them once, just like a pancake. You'll see the air bubbles kind of show up on there. And then once that shows, you give them a good flip.
That is a fancy looking pan you got there.
Smells
not bad,
so
right?
good.
It's really sounds nice. Like a pancake, though, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds like it breakfast.
There we go.
How many of these do I have to eat to be skinny?
Here's the thing. I kind of hate when people talk about food and talk about being skinny at the same time.
Like, well, it's not skinny. It's being healthier. Healthier options.
Yeah. Healthier according to who?
I don't know.
Like,
give me the pancake.
It's working.
Plum, one of our bosses says that he puts cottage cheese in with his eggs because it gives the extra protein, and he said it's delicious. True or false?
That's probably pretty true, actually.
Yeah?
You know, you got to remember, when you're cooking with something like this, too, it adds a lot of salt. You know, cottage cheese is very salty, so it's going to help a lot when you're making eggs because eggs like salt. All right, you guys ready to give us a try? I think we're just about there.
Yes!
Mm. Here's one for Anna.
Thank you.
And a fork.
I'm not waiting for Raven to get served.
I mean, this is supposed to fill me up longer, right?
Correct.
I mean, I'm getting a good amount of protein, but it's keeping me fuller longer.
You got it. It's denser. It's not bad, right?
No, they're really good.
Super easy.
See, this is the trick right here.
Beautiful.
If you want your cottage cheese to taste like cheese, you got to wrap it in a pancake.
Yeah.
If you do that, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Get really crazy with it. Throw some ham in there. Wrap it all up. Amazing. Cottage cheese crepe pancake. I love it.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 It's like group therapy. What is driving you crazy right now? You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999.
Anna, if you drive with 2 feet, that's all I need to know about you. Unless you're driving stick, obviously, of course.
Oh, it's so funny. I brought my, first of all, who's driving with both their feet?
I'm driving down the road today, and I mean, you got to think that somebody's brake lights are malfunctioning or whatever, because when they're doing 70 miles per hour and they're passing people and their brake lights are fully illuminated, like, you're definitely driving with 2 feet.
That's funny. Hayden, my older daughter, I let her drive for the first time last Friday.
Oh, how was that?
Terrifying, awful. All the
was
things.
Was it scary for you and her?
Both of
or
us.
Or just you?
No, it was traumatizing for both of us.
Okay.
I think this has to be a my husband project and not a me project. But the first thing she did was start driving with 2 feet.
Yeah.
And I was like, when have you ever seen mommy drive with 2 feet? Like, I freaked out. Like,
yeah.
I was like, why would you even think that? Then I'm like, she's 15. She doesn't know.
Yeah,
relax,
I mean,
Anna.
Maybe you're not the best teacher for this, I guess, right?
No, I'm too scared. I don't have the patience. Like, she almost, like, I was just around my driveway onto the street, and I, like, I'm grabbing the wheel.
In the driveway.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah, I know. We have a long way to go. Dahlia, that's all I need to know about you.
Wow.
If you let anyone cut your hair, literally anyone working, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I could do that. I mean, I'm a guy, so, you know, I could, but I wouldn't.
My husband will go to whoever. He'll go to, like, one of those places and walk in, like, to the barber shop, and then whatever guy's up next. He goes to a barber shop.
Well, that's the thing. If you go to certain places, they're able to, you know, do that. And I don't want to, you know, name any of the ones that I feel like can't, because it's an individual thing. And by the way, hairstylist could be a great hairstylist, and they could blow it one time, too. That could happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's hair is different. But a barbershop, you know, guy's hair, we're pretty standard.
Walter, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, if you're mad about Kevin Costner because of Yellowstone, won't come back, that's all I need to know about you.
I mean, thank God he's making Horizon, because, you know, what am I supposed to do all this time until I figure out what happened with John Dutton? I mean, just give the man the money and the time he needs, for gosh sakes.
This is a show I never got into. So hold on. Yellowstone, what's the problem? Because of Kevin Costner, they're not making any more?
No, well, that's if you believe everybody else. If you believe Kevin Costner, then it's Taylor Sheridan. That's the problem.
Okay.
All right. All right. We've got bigger. You know what? It might work out. They're 5 seasons in, and it was a big cliffhanger, Anna. We just want to know what happens.
Lauren, that's all I need to know about you.
If you don't brush your hair or your teeth on the weekend and leave the house to go to the store, that's all I need to know about you.
I think you don't have to brush your hair, but I think you have to brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, right or no?
Yeah. No, on the weekend, I've got a thing called serial killer hair.
Mm.
Like, you know, when I roll over my bedhead, the hair is going all different ways.
You say this all the time. Your hair has looked like the same Brillo pad for the last 9 years that I've known you.
I'm telling you right now, it's wild. It's wild. And it's longer than you think.
Yeah.
I didn't say thicker than you think. I said it's longer than you think.
All right.
Right?
Okay.
So when I roll out of bed, sometimes I got the serial killer hair. If it's just a quick errand, or if it's breakfast, forget it.
Yeah.
I'm rolling right out, but you've got to brush your teeth.
9 times out of 10, you will see me in the same baseball cap every single weekend, without a doubt. But you got to brush your teeth. There's nothing grosser than leaving your house without your teeth brushed. Do you feel like you can't even have a conversation with somebody or make eye contact?
You don't want to run into anybody.
No.
Have them even see you, right?
Yeah. You know, sometimes you just need to sit back and watch how the news outlets are going to handle something. And when I started getting all the breaking news updates yesterday that O.J. Simpson died, I was like, oh, where are we going with this, guys? I was like, this is going to be interesting. How are you going to handle it?
It's a roller coaster of opinions, I'm sure.
Yeah, so he was 76 years old. He died of prostate cancer. If you're too young to remember this, back in 1994, there was the biggest high chase ever, the White Bronco. And it was wild.
I was living in Los Angeles. It was absolutely a trip. The whole world was stopping around there. And we had car chases every single week, nearly every day when I lived in Los Angeles. This was different.
Well, I mean, I remember being, I just did like the math. I was like, I was 14 years old. Mm-hmm. I remember being 14 years old, glued to the TV screen,
right,
watching this chase. And all because he was accused of killing his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and Ron Goldman. And eventually he was acquitted. So it's interesting because the world has like a love-hate relationship with him because he was this shining athlete and this star and this role model.
He was a huge celebrity.
And then all of a sudden he did this and nobody knew what to make of it. So when he dies, what happens, right? So I started going on all the different newspaper websites to read what the headline would be.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fascinating. Want to hear them, some of them?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. USA Today wrote, Cato Kaelin thinks OJ was guilty, wonders if he did his penance.
Thanks, wow. Cato Kaelin. Still showing up in the news feed.
This will be the last time.
I love it. The best the house time. Guest.
Yep.
You think so? No, I don't think so. No. It's time for another book tour.
Okay. CNN, the still unanswered questions about OJ.
I mean, I don't know. Why do we have to say alleged or this, that, whatever at this point? I mean, I just don't understand that. Who else said what?
Washington Post. Not guilty and not innocent.
Great reporting there. Fantastic. Way to pick a side.
LA Times. O.J. Simpson's double murder trial wreaked havoc on the Kardashians. I was waiting for somebody to bring up the Kardashians, and LA Times did it.
Had to make the reference,
there
right?
There was so in my feed yesterday, because of course, like, there's all these rumors that he had an affair with Kris Jenner and that Khloe belongs to O.J. And Khloe, I mean, it's hurtful,
and
honestly.
Some people blame that family because Robert Kardashian was the one that set him up with all the great attorneys, with Johnny Cochran, with Barry Shepp, all those guys that got him off.
The Kardashian tie to this, if you really want to deep dive and fall into the internet like black hole that exists, start reading about that because it's wild. Okay, New York Times. O.J. Simpson was an earthquake. America is still living with his aftershocks.
They're like, here we go. We're going to get all these cliches in one headline right here. Perfect. We are going to get somebody to click on this. I promise you.
And then there was New York Post, which is the New York Post always. Ex-OJ pal who testified against him in 2008 robbery trial says he wanted him to embrace Christianity. He just wanted to party. That was the headline there. I mean,
who was the friend?
They didn't
name the friend?
No, they didn't name the friend. Ex-OJ pal. I'm sure in the article they did it. It's been a while just to see how everybody else does this because you don't know what to say. You're like, oh, he's dead. Okay, that's...
It's just sad that even though the man was acquitted and then, you know, found guilty in a civil liability trial, rather, that those families really never collected anything or never saw anything out of that.
The
rich don't go to jail the same as the poor, and they don't pay their penance the same as the poor. I hope he gets it in the afterlife, frankly.
Sarah Jessica Parker unapologetically lets her kids eat as much sugar as they want. Here she is talking about it on a podcast.
didn't want them to have a relationship with food that was antagonistic, or they felt like this was their enemy. So when I was growing up, we weren't allowed sugar in the house, and we were allowed cookies, and we weren't allowed the chocolate. And of course, all we did the minute we moved out was buy Entenmann's cakes and cookies. And I didn't want that. So in our house, we have cookies, we have cake, we have everything. And I think as a result, you kind of have a healthier relationship.
I definitely agree with that.
I mean, it depends. That works for some people, obviously. And for other people, it's not. Other people cannot avoid temptation if something is there. So, I mean, all those things taste really, really good to me. I can remember growing up, like, we had soda in my house. It wasn't all the time. Certainly, there was cookies from time to time. My mother would do a good amount of baking. But we never had, like, Kool-Aid, things that were, like, strictly sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And you would go over to that friend's house who had Kool-Aid, and dang, you would get jacked up. You'd be like, give me a couple cups of that. And you'd be like, woo. And then you'd go to another friend's and they'd be like, yeah, we got Kool-Aid, but we don't put any sugar in it. And you'd be like, this is the saddest house that's in existence.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, it's all right if, as a parent, unapologetically do things that you think are best for your kids.
I mean, if it's working for your family, right. Yeah.
I'm a lot of the ways, and I don't know if it's right or wrong. I'm the house where, like, when my nieces and my nephews come over, they run to the pantry because they know that we've got Starburst, we've got candy, we've got chocolate, we've got chips, we've got cake, we've got cookies. It's all there. It's all there.
Okay.
My daughters do not have good eating habits. And I try.
But yet you're still doing that.
Well, because, you know, I was a heavy kid. Yeah. I had a lot of health issues growing up, and I didn't have any of it. So when I went to college, I kind of went crazy. And then my whole life has been trying to find balance. I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah.
But it's trying to figure out what that balance is. And I feel like if you take it away from them, it's the same thing like alcohol. Like, you know, and I believe this, too, is like when they're 16, 17, 18, maybe you should mildly introduce it so that they don't go to college and do terrible things.
You're opening up big cans of worms right here.
Well, I believe in it. That's how I was raised, and it worked for me. But what do you unapologetically let your kids do? 1-800-330-9999. Stefania.
Oh, screen time. I don't care if they're on 3 hours a day. If they're quiet and they're sitting there, they can watch TV, they can be on the phone, and they can do their iPad all at the same time. I will never apologize for that. I know some parents are really against it. I need my time, and they need their time, and that's it. So use as many screens as you want. Just leave me alone for a little while.
I really understand where you're coming from. I'm trying to limit her screen time because I realize she's been going on for, I mean, obnoxious amounts that I'm embarrassed to even admit out loud because it makes me sound like the world's worst parent.
3 hours solo time sounds pretty high to me per day.
We don't throw sticks and stones. Let's just leave it at that.
Sounds like a lot.
But it is hard to break that habit. I'm going through it right now, and there's so many times where I just break down, and I'm tired, and I just need to finish my work. And I'm like, all right, 20 more minutes. That's fine. Just get on it. It's hard. And then I set it, my iPads, where like it'll automatically shut off, and I blame it on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, mommy doesn't control what the iPad does. It decided it's tired, and it said time's up.
Well, I mean, I think that's a brilliant plan.
Right.
It works when she's five.
Except when you have 700 things to do, and then she's following you around the house, and she doesn't want to play with her toys, and she doesn't want to watch TV, and it doesn't even matter. Is TV even better than the screen? It is a terrible, terrible web that we have weaved.
Yeah. It's quite something. I mean, I'm not saying it's not understandable, but it's just striking to me how much even babies love television at this point. I don't know. Maybe I didn't notice it before.
Yeah, but it gets so quiet. It's great.
Sarah Jessica Parker said in an interview that she unapologetically lets her kids eat as much sugar as they want. She says it's teaching them self-control for when they're out on their own. What do you unapologetically let your kids do? 1-800-330-9999.
Well, I did let them drink in high school and get fake IDs in college. And now I have two responsible young adults who know that drinking in moderation is the way to go. And they never drank and drove.
I'm actually with you, Angela.
It
was introduced to me early. You learn about moderation. You learn about how you're supposed to drink responsibly. And I think that prevents a lot of kids from going crazy when they leave the parents' house. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, the percentages, I would argue, are probably there to support that information. On the other hand, there are obviously outliers and exceptions to all that.
Mm-hmm.
That could be the worst thing they could be exposed to. But who knows? Thanks for the call.
Fake IDs, though. What?
Thank you. Have a good night.
Lisa, what do you let your kids do? No apologies necessary. No excuses.
Skip school. Sometimes skip school.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, how often?
You know, if they just wake up really not wanting to go, I let them.
I mean, I wake up not wanting to go every day. Today, I thought I hit snooze, and I didn't. Mm-hmm. It was almost one of those days.
Yeah.
A bad day. But once a month or whatever during a school year, I feel like that's not the end of the
world. Once a month?
I mean, once every 6 weeks or whatever. I mean, school is tough.
Yeah.
It's not like it's easy, right?
I just think that you have to save those days for the days you really need them. Because you never know when you're going to get sick. I'm very hesitant. I've never said to my child, you can skip a day just because they wanted to skip a day. Like, unless they were sick and there was a real reason, not in my house.
I mean, I see you for 4 to 6 weeks in a row and you got 3 hours of homework every night. That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but what happens when all of a sudden you want to do something fun, like take the day off to go on vacation somewhere or whatever?
Well, you've got a rule against that, too. And yeah. A lot of people do. So, you know, I mean, you got the same rules. You tell yourself you're saving it up for something, but you never actually spend it.
Well, life.
If that's the way you do it.
David, how about you? What do you unapologetically let your kids do?
Well, my kids have burgers and fries whatever the hell they want. Their bodies are different when they're younger, and they can stand to do things. So I let them have burgers and fries whatever the heck they want.
Oh, man. You'd be my favorite uncle. They got the metabolism right now. Run it
that's
up.
That's right.
Run it up.
Gosh, it's trying to teach them, I think, as a girl mom, one of the hardest things is trying to teach your children they can have everything in moderation. I mean, it's a hard concept for an adult,
mm-hmm.
let alone a child that's still learning limitations.
Let's say you had the magic sauce. You could eat whatever you wanted to, but it has to be one fast food meal the rest of your life, yeah. Every meal. What's it going to be?
Well, it's the Burger King football fried chicken sandwich with the onion rings.
You put the onion rings on top or you have it on the side?
No, I have those on the side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rob, no apologies. This is something you just let your kids do. What is it?
You know, some parents might not agree with this, but I don't really have a curfew for my teenagers. They can stay out as long as they want, as long as they're texting me, telling me where they're at. It's nice to get them out of the house, honestly.
I mean, it's nice.
Certain nights, certain ages, I get it, but all the time, okay. I mean, but that was me. I mean, I had a curfew that moved up hour by hour as I got older, and by the time I was, you know, junior, senior, I mean, I was out till 10, 11 o'clock at night.
During the week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
On Friday and Saturday nights, I had to be home my entire high school career by 10 o'clock.
Wow.
And I had to let them know where I was. And they would beep me. They would page me
mm-hmm.
many times throughout the evening. And I would have to pull over to a payphone to call them to let them know where I was going and what I was doing.
Well, when you get the page.
Mm-hmm.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia.
Hello.
What is happening?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How's Raven been behaving as a husband?
He's been all right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just all right. You'd think that I'd be doing better, Anna. We had a date this week. I made a cake. All these things.
All right, so let's talk about it. One, what was the date, Alicia?
We went to a Cirque show. It was fantastic. We were in the front row. It was wonderful. I had a great time.
Okay, so that seems like a pretty good thing.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing he did wrong there was he paid $7 for a bottle of Coke, and I nearly died.
You know, it was funny, and it was a media night, and the drinks and the snacks were comped, and Alicia was trying to get an answer for that and have that explained to her, and I was like, no way all this stuff is comped. And they were like, the water's free, the popcorn's free, and I was like, run! Go! Before they changed their mind. But I had also grabbed or requested a Coca-Cola, and that Coca-Cola was $7.
Seems like a lot.
Seven.
Yeah, I feel like there was a surge price on the Coca-Cola because everything else was free.
He's not even supposed to be drinking it, and he paid $7 for it.
But always say that your doctor said your heart's going to explode.
Listen, it's totally fine, though, that I wolfed down like 6 glasses of Prosecco because that was free, and I was just throwing it down.
So you guys went on a romantic date night. Mm-hmm. That was good.
Yeah. She also told me that I can't make cakes anymore.
Well, this is the last week when I'm kind of sad about it. So if you missed it, Raven's been making... He decided he's a baker now. What are you calling yourself?
I'm a celebrity chef baker guy.
Yeah, celebrity chef baker guy. He's going to put a cookbook out. At least one.
Yeah, the first one's going to be called All My Years.
Yeah, where it's really like for the last 3 weeks is when you decided to be a baker. So I'm not sure where the years part comes in, but okay.
Well, you know,
But we thought we would make it a challenge. So every week, producer John, producer Sean, and I have been giving Raven cakes that he had to make. And he did a really great job. He made a red velvet cake. I asked him to make a carrot cake. It was delicious. John asked him to make a lemon cake. But this week, for the last week, it was your choice. What did you choose?
Well, you know, I had many choices, and there were several different options. But, yeah, I was inspired by a Girl Scout who told me that I should make an Oreo cake. It was by far the most complex cake recipe that I've done so far. There was over 21 ingredients, I think. I think there was 23 ingredients. It was quite a bit.
I mean, I would feel like an Oreo cake would just have Oreos.
You would think so.
Yeah.
Right. Not so much. Nope. It's not that simple. It's not that straightforward.
Alicia, how have you been feeling with all this baking going on?
Fat.
Wow.
It's too much. I can't take it. Like, he's got to stop it. Like, he needs to learn how to make some actual food and help cook dinner. Like, the cake is not something we need. So I think that should be your next challenge, Anna.
Right.
Every time you guys challenge him with something, he does it. I could say it for 10 years. He won't do it. The moment you guys ask him to do something, he does it. So why don't you ask him to fix some stuff in the house, start working out, and help me cook dinner?
I mean,
because I will love you all forever.
I made dinner on date night. It was a cauliflower pizza, and it was amazing. Thank you.
You made a cauliflower pizza? Is that true? Was it good, Alicia?
It was frozen, and he put it in the oven.
Oh, come on. That doesn't count.
I put extra mozzarella on it.
You just got cheese in your hand.
Yep.
You put it on top, and you put the frozen pizza in the oven, and you think you made a pizza?
Was it burnt? No.
But I also don't need to eat pizza every night with cake, so.
Well, next week, good news. It's how can you grill this chicken week? And, and every night, Raven will be grilling another piece of meat. What kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'm going to give him a B, Anna. You know, the Cirque show is pretty fun, but the cake's got to stop.
I can't believe people think there's a conspiracy that we're not actually eating the cake. Let me show you my scale.
Yeah, last week, I heard through the comments there that a lot of people are like, how come there's no video of you guys actually tasting the cake, eating the cake?
Here's the thing. Raven has decided over the last 4 weeks that he is going to be, what is it, Raven?
Celebrity chef baker guy.
Yeah. Never baked anything in his entire life. Doesn't cook. His wife does all of it. Decided he's going to be a professional baker and put out cookbooks.
Considering going on television, thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, launching a different side of me that you haven't seen. You know, the truth is that I found myself, I enjoy baking, but there are a couple rules to the way that I'm baking, whether or not I enjoy it. I like my own kitchen. I don't want anybody in my space when I'm doing it. And don't talk to me when I'm frosting or anything like that. I don't know. Maybe that's too much to ask, but that's me.
So for the last 4 weeks, each of us has assigned Raven a challenge cake. It was carrot cake, lemon cake, and then there was the red velvet cake. And honestly, they were really good. They did a great job. And this week, it was chef's choice. So a Girl Scout suggested this over the weekend when we were working an event, and I didn't think you would actually do it, but go ahead.
You know what? I just took a bite myself here, and I'm a little bit upset that I didn't take this out of the fridge about 30 minutes ago or so. But this is a chocolate Oreo cake. All right. Now, it's denser than I expected. She suggested that I do something with cookies and wanted Oreo. It's eggless for whatever reason. Not really sure, you know, why I selected this one, but it looked brilliant. But I got to tell you, it doesn't look like what you expect, right? It's like chocolate on chocolate on chocolate.
No, it's like, honestly, I mean, it does taste good, but it looks like, you know, like when your kid's like, I'm going to make you a cake, and
rice.
He goes outside and gets mud and stuff,
yes.
And grass on top. It looks like, you know,
a mud
to
pie.
Be desired. Yeah, a mud
yes,
pie, but
no.
Really good.
Yeah, so the frosting was the thing that confused me, because the frosting, I expected to be so much lighter, and I did exactly what the recipe told me, but I think I just added too many Oreos. One thing I will say is, the Oreo cake, a dense cake, because you have cookies. This one has cookies in the batter. It has cookies in the frosting, and it has cookies as topping and all that stuff, too, so not a cheap cake to make either, by the way, on the scale of cakes that are made.
I don't know what to make of this cake.
Yeah.
Like, part of me wants to say it's delicious.
Yeah.
And part of me is like, it's too much. Like, it's almost too rich, which I don't normally say because I like sweet.
Well, Raven, you got to love chocolate.
Yeah.
I've been a big fan of your work. Mm-hmm. I think that I'm on record of being a big fan of your work. This is not my favorite.
It's not my best cake.
It's not your best cake.
Not my best cake.
I'm sorry.
What do you think, Sean?
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, man, very dense. I agree with Andy. It is very rich, very sweet. And I don't have the biggest sweet tooth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I'd out of the four cakes you've done, definitely not my favorite.
My wife told me last night this is her favorite cake that I've made so far. It was fresher. The cake was less dense, I have to say, because I refrigerated it again. all night, because I don't know the rules on buttercream frosting. I would imagine it has to go in the freezer or the fridge.
Yeah. It's not the frosting. It's the cake itself. It's very dense.
It's like a brick.
It was lighter.
But it tastes good.
You just call it a brick. I will throw a piece of this cake at you.
you want my honest opinion, or you want me to tell you it's awesome?
Yeah. It's...
Option B, Anna.
Yeah.
Option
right.
B.
Yeah, it's awesome, Raven. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. It's funny that our least favorite cake is the one that you selected, and you thought that we were going to try to
trick
you.
Blame that little girl.
Yeah.
Blame that cute little girl that we saw at the mall last week.
It's all the Girl Scouts' fault.
Who
it's
was
all
like, you know what?
Fault.
You should make an Oreo cake. I was like, great idea, cute little girl. Now I know. She was setting me up.
So now, if you want to see what this cake looks like, we'll put it up on our Instagram story now. You can head to Anna and Raven. I don't know. You can...
Be kind,
yourself.
All right? I expected the frosting to be lighter, too. Be kind.
I mean, I still ate most of it. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, if I paid for it, it would be a different conversation. But a free cake, who's going to say it's the worst free cake?
I'm putting it in the kitchen. I'm guessing it gets eaten.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
What did you do this week to earn your margarita? You can call 1-800-330-9999. Mary.
I work 3 jobs, 7 days a week.
Oof.
And at one of the jobs, just got a whole new register system in, and for some reason, the second day of training / working on them, I was asked to be the trainer in self-checkout area.
Because you're the best.
Yeah, I took it as a nice compliment, but still, don't do that to me.
Right.
Right.
In the midst of all this, I have a son that is graduating from college, and I had to order his cap and gown, and I ordered some gifts, and they all got here in time.
Mm. All right. Well that's good.
Good achievement. Yeah. You know, I knew you had to have kids, because I was like, if not, what is it you're doing with 3 jobs?
Yeah. Well, Mary, congratulations on being a super mama. You enjoy that margarita.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Natasha, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
I gave our 90-pound dog a bath that doesn't like to get a bath.
Mm.
Water everywhere. And I did it inside. I did. That was my fault. I thought he would do better. I'm still cleaning up here. It traumatized me. I'm done with it. I didn't take him to the groomers. Trying to save money. I didn't want to do it outside because it was a little cool. So I was feeling kind of bad for him. So I said, you better get a nice hot shower inside. Hated it. Hair, sudge, soap. Everywhere.
My dog is not 90 pounds, but she's 60.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand what you're saying. It is a difficult task, especially when they don't like to be bathed. I give you a lot of credit for even doing it at your own home. I try to go to one of those dog grooming showering places, so I do it myself there.
It's like when you pull in and you got the self-service car thing.
Right. But we are, by the time we leave, we are all soaking wet, without a doubt.
I've got one dog that loves it or doesn't mind it anyways, and then the other one who, you know, hates it, right? And they're both smaller guys, so we do it right in the kitchen sink. But what happens is, of course, the one that doesn't like it jumps up on the counter and then shakes immediately, and there's dog water everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Basically, the rule is we try and throw a towel on him as he jumps, like over him to shield it, basically. They're fast, you know. They're slick. They know that game.
Now imagine I'm 90 pounds.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. Enjoy that margarita. Yeah. You deserved it.
Thank you.
All right, Steve, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Hey, yeah. I'm a manager of a small team in my company, and we got this stupid complaint from a client. And I was about to make a huge meeting and make everyone drive into the office, but then I realized it could just be an email. And I sent that out instead. I think that deserves a margarita.
I mean, I applaud you. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how after, you know, everything, you figure out how many meetings could just be an email, right? Even a group text, just a bulletin, basically, send it out. There's nothing worse, too, when you've left the office or you typically work out of the office and then you have to come in for a meeting and you get there and you're like, yep, definitely could have been an email.
No, what's worse than that, because it happens to somebody I love very much, is that when you get called into the office for like a big meeting, but then the boss will cancel it like 10 minutes before.
Nice.
So now like you drove in, you did your stuff when you normally work from home, and then they're like, yeah, no, we're going to cancel this. We're going to push this to Tuesday. And you're like, I put on underpants and pants today.
Now you're there. And now you're like, wait, I got to come back on Tuesday too?
Right.
So mad.
Yeah.
So mad.
Well, congratulations to you for doing the right thing. Enjoy your margarita.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and
you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just have to decide who's right. Craig and Leah. Leah, tell me about your best friend.
So my best friend, her name is Jenny. I met her about 2 years ago in my body pump class, and we became really close right away. She's just so much fun. She has this really cool energy about her. And, you know, it's hard to make friends as an adult. So when we clicked right away, I got really excited. We really enjoy going out together and just having a good time. She does have a couple of kids, so sometimes I even help her out with a little bit of babysitting. And she's not a perfect person, but none of us are. I just think that she's a really good source of energy and fun in my life.
But, Craig, you very much disagree with this.
Yeah, she's too much fun. She doesn't have just two kids. She has three kids. That's fine, except they all have different fathers. She swears a lot around the kids, around everyone. She borrows money, and she owes me $20. It's not a lot of money, but it's, you know, it's the principle that counts. Leah always comes back, like, intoxicated after they go out, and I'm like, babe, you know, you're not 17 anymore. Come on.
So your friend, is she single at this time? Is she divorced at this time? Is she, you know, married at this time? What's her status right now?
Right now she is single.
Okay. And then as far as you guys don't have kids, but she does.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. This happens a lot where you got a friend who lives like they're single because she is single and you're not. And, you know, sometimes the partner doesn't necessarily love that, but I don't know that that's up to you, Craig, to, you know, make that decision for her, right? I mean, like, she has to decide what makes her happy and what's a healthy relationship for her or not.
But that's exactly what you're asking, right, Craig? You're asking her to dump her best friend?
Right.
Yeah, because me and Leah are a team. So we're supposed to, you know, help each other out. And in my case, I feel like I'm looking out for her and us by, you know, just making sure she has the right people around her, because I want to see her win. I don't want to see her come stumbling home drunk. I don't want to see her, you know, having to lend her friend money and, you know, just being let down. Listen, I've had to break up with a friend before in the past. I know it's hard, but you just got to go through it.
Yeah, you use a lot of good wording. You know, you guys are a team, in fact, if you're together, right? So if you don't feel like you're a team, if you feel like this person is coming between the team, like, that's
exactly,
that's something that has to be taken into account, I guess. When he says that, how does that make you feel, Leah?
I do think that's a little unfair, just because, I don't know, I think it's unhealthy for a partner to expect their partner to break up with their friend. I don't really have a ton of close friends in the area. Acknowledge that she's not a perfect person, but I don't really think that any of us are. And, like, yeah, she has a past. She has a couple of kids with different guys, but, like,
three.
She's taking care of the kids. You know, they all have food on their plates. They have clothes to wear. They go to school. It's not like she's this
quality food,
neglectful, horrible person.
Oh, she's
and it's like,
friend.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and she's a single mom. I don't think that that's fair, being judgmental about, you know, she has kids from multiple fathers or whatever. We have no idea what life is like in each one of these situations. Right. But if you feel like she's toxic for your guy's marriage, that's something different.
I don't know. Does Craig have a say over who Leah's best friend's with?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Did your husband have any say over who you're friends with? Because Craig wants his wife Leah to stop hanging out with her girlfriend. They met a couple years ago at the gym. They really hit it off. But he says she is bad news. She's got a lot of kids with a lot of different fathers, but not even that. She's single. She borrows money. She doesn't pay back. She's always out drinking, and he just wants her to be done with her.
I mean, she owes him $20. I mean, it's what are we talking about here, right? Yeah, he doesn't like the way that they go out and have a good time, and the condition that his wife comes back in. Basically, you know, they go out for girls' nights, and then she comes back intoxicated, and he says it's bad news, but he does say we're a team. And this is somebody that can get in between the team. I don't want to see bad things happen to you. I think you should get rid of your friend.
What do you think? Does your spouse have any say in who you're friends with? 1-800-330-9999. Antonio, whose side are you on?
Well, I'm on his side. I think that girl's bad news, and I'm not sure. You better be careful. She might try to hit on him.
Right.
Yep,
you know?
Okay.
You better be careful. You better be careful. Some girls like that like to hit on people's husbands.
All right, Antonio. All right.
So, I would be careful if I was her. You never know. She might be having some kind of agenda here.
Okay. Right.
Might thank be you. A force kick coming on.
Yes, thank you, Antonio. You've been very helpful today. Yeah. All right.
Antonio's magnetism is just, I feel like this has happened to Antonio.
Who said are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Does your spouse have any say over who your best friend is? Because Craig does not like Leah's best friend.
Yeah.
Met a couple of years ago. They really hit it off at the gym. And he says she's the worst. She's a single mom, has multiple kids. She's always borrowing money. She curses. They go out. They drink too much. He wants her gone.
Sounds like he just reviews her as basically, reckless, right? He thinks that this entire situation is setting them up for a bigger problem down the road. He says she's coming in between us and our relationship, and it's just a different lifestyle that he doesn't want to be a part of.
Yeah, Leah doesn't agree. She's like, she's my best friend, and she's great. And even though you don't see it, she's my best friend. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Franklin.
I'm on the husband side because I think he's looking out for her best interest. Maybe he's seeing things that she's not seeing because she's, really into this woman and not seeing the bad, only the good.
Here's the part that bothers me, Anna. It's like, everybody is entitled to blow off steam however they want to, right? So, and that includes her friend. If your kids are cared for and they're all taken care of, they could be at dad's house that weekend that she went back for happy hour.
There was friends that my husband didn't like early in my marriage.
Yeah.
And he never told me who I could and couldn't be friends with, but right. I knew that he didn't love them. And truthfully, as we've gotten older, they've become more responsible.
Yes.
They're still there. And now he has not a word to say. So I think that you have to choose who your friends are, and you have to let your spouse, if you trust them and love them, do their thing.
Yeah, I agree. I think the same thing in our relationship, me and my wife, is that there were friends that both of us didn't care for before, but sometimes you see that some of those people are the best people for them.
Tiffany, whose side are you on today?
I'm on her side, actually. Relationships come and go. Friendships do not. I'm sorry, but if my husband ever told me to drop my best friend for him, I would drop him. And he knows that. We've been married 16 years.
Well, so, I guess that's the dynamic in your household, right?
I mean, and I love my husband to pieces. I love him to death, but he would never, and she would never ask me to drop him. Neither one would.
Hmm.
You just don't do that. And if he loves her, he should not ask her to choose her friends.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Craig, our audience agreed with you. If you really feel like she is a problem for your marriage, Leah, you have to prioritize your marriage over your friendship. I'm sorry.
Exactly. See?
I don't know. I still disagree with the audience. I feel like it's a bit too extreme of a step. If anything, maybe I could try to limit the nights that I stay out late or how much I drink with her. But
you say that. But the people decided. Come on.
Well,
I'm not the only one here.
I think it is probably responsible for you, Leah, to pull some of that back, right? I don't think you need to walk into the gym and tell your friend, we can't be friends anymore. But I'm sure that there's been moments when you're like, this is maybe a little bit too much fun. Especially when, you wake up the next day or whatever and you see how your partner is feeling about it. You can only do that for so long, so many times. And if that person does not have the understanding, then this is going to be the end of your guy's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to make that choice, right? But
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots to think about. All right, appreciate the audience and all of you.
Okay. Well, we wish you the best. And if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't be Raven Cash Jackpot is $900. Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies come in. New features that have the potential to save lives. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/driver tech. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. All right, Gwen, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck.
Raven's got his head buried in his phone. He's out in the hallway. The door's going to close. He won't be able to hear us.
Perfect time to play.
All right. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. He'll get the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yeah.
You could beat him today. I'm telling you right now. If you get these answers right, you will beat him. Number 1, Producers of the most recent Spider-Man films claim that they didn't know that Zendaya, who she was when she originally auditioned for the film, even though she was already famous. What is Spider-Man's secret identity's name?
Peter Parker.
Number two, Ice Spice is making her acting debut in a Spike Lee crime thriller. She teamed up with Taylor Swift for which one of Taylor's mega hits?
I don't know.
Time. Number three, a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie called The Last Ronin is in the works, and it's going to be rated R. Name the four Ninja Turtles.
Donatello.
Leonardo.
Mikey.
That's time. Did you say Mikey? Great. Number four, a 2,000-year-old painting was just uncovered in Pompeii, the first remarkable new discovery in years. Pompeii was destroyed when what volcano erupted?
Vesuvius?
And number five, Angelina Jolie says producing Broadway's Outsiders has been a privilege. What author originally wrote The Outsiders?
I want to say, like, Sarah Wayne something.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Okay, Gwen's got a car full of people, and they only got two right.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need one voice, right? But all those collective minds. $900. Here we go, guys. Maybe they're really hard.
Number one, producers of the most recent Spider-Man films claimed they didn't know who Zendaya was when she auditioned for the film, even though she was already famous. How is that possible?
That's impossible.
What is Spider-Man's secret identity's name?
Peter Parker.
Yes. Number two, Ice Spice is making her acting debut in a Spike Lee crime thriller.
Okay.
She teamed up with Taylor Swift for which one of Taylor's mega hits?
It was Karma, right?
Karma. Number three, a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie called The Last Ronin is in the works. It's going to be rated R. Name the four Ninja Turtles.
Oh, here we go. Perfect, right? Michelangelo.
Yes.
Donatello.
Yes.
Raphael.
Yes.
Leonardo.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Number four, a 2,000-year-old painting was just uncovered in Pompeii, the first remarkable new discovery in years. Pompeii was destroyed when what volcano erupted?
Mount Vesuvius.
Vesuvius. Number five, Angelina Jolie says producing Broadway's Outsiders has been a privilege. What author originally wrote The Outsiders?
That's easy. Stephen King.
Stephen King did not write it. S.E. Hinton. How many times am I going to ask you that same question and you're going to get it wrong?
Are you sure that Stephen King didn't write it?
Positive.
He might have ghost wrote it.
No, he didn't.
All right? Like under a different name, a pseudonym? What do they call that?
No. 4-2 today, Gwen. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Thank you. I'm Gwen and I can't be Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, guys. You're going to have to fight over it. $1,000 Monday, Anna.